This is Maureen McKinney for NPR Illinois. You are what you eat, and those with the least healthy habits are most likely to face negative consequences. Doctors should be asking questions of patients, especially those who are low income, about whether they have good nutrition. That's a point made by a University of Illinois economist, Craig Gunderson, who co-wrote a recent paper on the subject.
The main conclusion we try to emphasize in this report is that there's a vast literature that has looked at the impact of food insecurity on negative health outcomes. And we wanted to bring this to the attention of a wider audience in health affairs such that they could see while there are other nutrition-related issues pertaining to health, feel that food insecurity is one of the leading, if not the leading, healthcare issue pertaining to food in the United States. We hope that the work that the review report will highlight these negative health consequences and encourage people to try to address these negative food insecurity and negative health consequences.
What are some of the negative consequences of food insecurity?
It varies across the population. And so what we see is that, for example, amongst children and amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 60, there's a wide array of different negative health outcomes. Everything from with children to having higher probabilities of asthma if they're in food insecure households, to children that are in food insecure households are more likely to have worse health outcomes in terms of this measure, to be more likely in poor or fair general health. To adults that are more likely to suffer from depression if they are and other mental health issues if they are food insecure. And then looking specifically at seniors, for example, is that we find seniors have substantially lower nutrient intakes for virtually every nutrient than do food secure seniors.
If a person is very low income, would it be unusual that he or she would have access to health care in the first place?
So for example, low-income seniors generally qualify for Medicare, and so that helps with their costs. And then if they're low enough income, they can also get Medicaid to cover some of those. And amongst households with children is generally if the households have low enough incomes, is that they will qualify for health insurance. And with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, it seems like there will be a lot more low-income households who will now be able to get health insurance, even if they do not fall into either of the categories I just mentioned.
Is it rare that doctors would screen patients for food insecurity?
It is relatively rare that they do that. On the other hand, given that all the recent attention that's been put on food insecurity as a negative health outcome, is that more and more healthcare professionals are within their screening process, along with taking, say, blood pressures, they also ask a couple questions about food insecurity. And consistent with this, the American Academy of Pediatrics just recommended that people doing screening in healthcare situations ask a two-item food insecurity scale. And as part of that is they recommend this, especially in low-income areas, that this be done. And then if it is demonstrated that people are food insecure, then direct them to appropriate things that may help them out. In particular, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, formerly known as the Food Stamp Program, is an amazing resource to help out low-income households who are food insecure, and they could be directed towards that as an example. Then SNAP, which has been extraordinarily successful in alleviating food insecurity, in the process of alleviating food insecurity, is SNAP also therefore leads to reductions in negative health outcomes. So SNAP is almost like a medical program.
I'm Maureen McKinney for NPR Illinois. I was talking with economist Craig Gunderson about food insecurity.